1 Corinthians 15:24. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has done away with every other ruler and every other authority and power. Some books and movies inform their audiences that the story is completed with those two words, the end. The Apostle Paul informs us what will happen at the end of time. Our Savior has already lived on earth and died on the cross for us, thus earning forgiveness for all our sins. And he rose from death, thus opening the door to eternal life for all who believe in him. He will return in power on the last day and put an end to every godless ruler on earth. Sin, death, Satan, and every other enemy of the Lord will be stripped of their power and authority. And our triune God will rule in judgment over those who opposed him and rule in grace and peace over his faithful children. We pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for defeating all our enemies. Come quickly to bring peace to all your faithful disciples. We look forward to the end of this present age and the beginning of endless joy in heaven. Amen.